Thanks for starting the show, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Has he said fucking you're welcome yet?
No, he said he fucking hates you, dude.
Bill, say you're welcome so we can start the show.
Say it.
You're welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Bill. Now the fucking chat's going to think that you start the show every day and they're going to yell at you. Ooh. Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Nikki Skates is in the back.
How we doing?
And it is our pleasure to welcome back from Lansing, Michigan, Evan Fox.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Foxy.
Yeah, baby Fox.
Hey, fun fact today, boys.
What's up?
30 years ago on this day was the last time the Detroit Lions won a playoff game.
Thank you,
Barry Sanders.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
Foxy, do you know who's quarterback in that team?
I remember the name, but I don't know the
Scott
name.
Scott Mitchell.
Mitchell. Oh. Thank you, Scott.
Gunslinger for the Dolphins.
They had a good
wide
receiver, too. I forget his name, too.
Mitt's out on a trip, so he'll be back. So Foxy's going to be filling in. Thank you, Foxy.
Yes, sir.
Last night was the final bowl game before the national championship.
What a joke.
It was K-State. It was never a doubt that it was K-State. Did you end up going on the other side?
I don't know. I said a lot of things yesterday. Brian Kelly's a fucking buffoon.
Was he there?
You didn't see the clip?
Hand up. I did not see the clip.
Come on.
Oh, wasn't he in the booth talking with no accent?
About his family.
He said, I'm from Boston. We don't have strong accents.
What?
He said Boston doesn't have strong accents?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Did they ask him about his accent? Is that why he brought it up?
They're like, what happened? They showed the video of him dancing with the fucking guy.
Oh.
He's like, he's a five-star recruit. You do what your quarterback asks you to do. He said the quarterback, it was his idea. He wanted to do it. It wasn't Brian Kelly's idea.
So he didn't make a joke out of anything. He was Brian Kelly?
I mean,
he joked.
It wasn't funny.
People hated him at Notre Dame, but they didn't hate him this much. He should not have left.
Yeah, see, when you turn into a turncoat, then
people
really start realizing everything you do wrong.
When you go, up, I mean, I know going from Notre Dame to LSU, LSU has won national championships with two guys that people wouldn't say, are Les Miles is eating grass and Coach O.
Yeah.
Is Coach O. Right. Like, and they won national championships with those guys. So LSU is a great program. I think Notre Dame's a pretty good program too. But the way you do it, they could have ended up making the playoff. But anyways, bowl season's over.
Yep. Yeah.
I counted this morning. Something's off in my numbers. I saw that I was 25, 12, and 1, which only gets me to 38 games when I believe there's 42.
Either way, that's really fucking good, Tony.
Second straight bull season. I think bull season might be my favorite thing in the world.
Maybe just do that.
Just bull season all year long.
Focus all year getting ready for bull season.
I did focus a lot of time on doing it.
Yeah.
Gumpy dove into some records. NFL's been going pretty well for him. NFL's
surprisingly, going... I thought I was having a pretty rough year.
Turns out,
pretty happy about
turns
it.
Out not.
No, very good.
There was bowl season, college basketball. How was college basketball last night?
5-3.
That's pretty good. I mean, you'll take it.
Marquette showed up.
The end of the Kentucky.
For fuck's sakes. They were up 9.
Oh, Kentucky was?
And LSU goes on a 20-2 run. And then they're down 1. Did you see what happened?
Oh, yeah, I saw the last this. Play. Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Dribble the fucking ball. College basketball, I mean, it is never over, ever.
It is not. It's never over until it's over.
Yeah.
I'd like to issue, I don't want to call it an apology.
It should be.
Stop.
If it's what Stop. I think it's for.
I'd like to issue a statement.
Apology.
Here we go.
A statement.
Of regret.
Yesterday... By the way, I forgot my computer today. So let me preface with that's how my brain's been going lately.
All right.
Don't make excuses.
And the a certain member of the show had been off because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe I forgot the protocols or did a little too much boozing over the New Year week.
I'd call it blatant disrespect.
Yeah.
That's not what it was. That's if it I'm was seeing. Blatant disrespect or basically something like that, this mouth. Would be an apology and not a statement. Yesterday, the coin was back from COVID. Asymptomatic, because metal can't sweat.
Fucking damn right.
Damn right. And the coin game was coming up, and I forgot to rise for...
You didn't even think about
fucking sack lunch.
The honorable there, coin. Okay. The coin makes its pick. Coin was on the...
Jesus Christ. Vegas Golden Knights. What is
it? It was on the Knights. Against...
Where'd you find this guy?
Again, hold on, let me think of it.
Anaheim. The Predators.
Predators.
Jesus.
Tony.
Turn this guy's mic off.
The coin picks.
Spit it out. Just say you're fucking sorry, dude.
That's all you got to do.
Just say you're sorry.
The coin lost, and I'm not saying it was because of me, but I didn't help.
Okay, I'm confused. What'd you do? You didn't stand? Is that what I heard?
I completely forgot what we did. I mean, I had to do the all rise.
Look, I'm not just trying to come in on your show and derail everything.
No, go ahead.
But Tony, I know why this happened.
Why?
And I think deep down, you know why this happened.
Thank you, Seven.
No, it's not Seven's fault. It's because New Year, new Tony, you're starting to work
out. Right, I've been working out
too much. And you're getting workout brain. You can't be working out.
That's been working out too much. Been working too hard.
Yep. You're just working too
hard. Not eating enough. Brain's mush. Forgot my book bag today. Forgot my lunch.
Now we got stooges asking us to kill the coin and
get
a real coin.
I mean, that guy, he's...
What is this?
He will... That man will jump down your throat for just about anything.
You see what you started?
He messaged me. He replied...
People, there's been anti-coiners.
Yeah.
When I
put out the Canucks money line on Saturday night, he replied... waiting days for a fucking pick from you, and this is what you give us. I knew you would take the Canucks. I'm like, yeah, just don't tweet out anything.
You put out like 1,000 bets every Saturday.
I literally put out at least 20 college basketball picks every Saturday.
There's only two NHL games tonight?
Yeah, it's a tough slate.
Are we going to see an appearance tonight?
No. You know what? I'm abstaining from the games at all tonight.
Might be long COVID, actually, for the coin. I saw a report.
No, it's not. What is long? No, we're not going to do that here. After the show, I would like to ask you some questions about that.
Long COVID?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you?
Might be suffering. You might be
suffering. Outside right now?
Yeah.
See, one.
Get on with it. Come on.
He has to dance.
Carry on.
Tonight, we have NHL, but apparently you refuse to race.
I refuse to pick.
I mean, in his defense, the games are shit. Not both of them. But
what are you talking about? 7:37, we're going to be fucking watching along on youtube.com/thatshockey.
Yeah, but I don't think Nick's going to bet on the
Guinos. But 7:37.
No, there is one possible play tonight, and it would be the over in the Pens and Blues game because Casey DeSmith is in net because they're playing back-to-back, and he just came back from COVID, so he will likely play tomorrow night when the Pens play the Flyers.
You got to watch it along cheering for goals?
Is Bob Bennington cheering for goals.
All right.
Jordan Binnington, Binner, he is in net. The over's at 6 right now. Jeez. Over 6, minus 112.
DeSmith might fuck around and give in 8.
Yeah. And the Blues lit up the Wild on the Winter Classic over the weekend. They put on an offensive show. The other game, the Coilers coming to Toronto. Toronto's heavy favorites at minus 310. McDavid's out. He's got COVID.
It does.
It's a shame. They haven't won in forever. Maybe... You could take a chance because this does happen sometimes in hockey where a team is able to rally around. I'm not picking it. I'm just saying teams are able to rally around. Sometimes when their best players are out, sometimes the guys all step up. And we're on a show. Oilers at plus 245. Could be something you might want to sprinkle on. I'm not going to do it. I'm just staying away from it.
Okay. Maple Leafs and Penguins both to win as they boost tonight. Plus 180.
What is it?
Plus 180.
I like that. I just don't know if I trust DeSmith. He's been very, very bad this year.
Very, very bad.
First period total.
You're going first period total over?
No, I might take...
What's a PSU auto say?
That's a good question.
I might take Maple Leafs minus 0.5, plus 100 first period puck line.
Okay. Plus a half?
Minus a half.
Okay, minus a half.
So
you're going against the Coilers too.
So Leafs will be up at the end of the first period. That's my
hot. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Otto is going Pittsburgh first period to score plus 165.
Okay.
Plus 165?
Pens to get a goal in the first?
Yeah. Minus 0.5. Boys are plus 165.
Boys are buzzing. Do the Red Wings still stink?
No, they fucking won last night, Tony. Come on now. This is hockey town. We invented hockey.
Or that's to win the period.
And then we invented five other teams to come into the league. We said, hey, we'll be the original six. Penguins weren't even a part of that because you guys suck so bad. Eventually, the Red Wings
said, because you knew they'd be the best team. We'll
extend this invite to you guys. Pittsburgh, you guys can join as well. You guys were such a bad franchise.
Funny, I'm pretty sure we've won more cups
than the Red Wings. Are the Wings?
Since there have been more than six teams in the league. Are the Wings going to make the
playoffs?
Yeah, they'll probably make it over the Bruins, to be honest, at this point. It's gonna be tight. Or the Bruins could do some heroics and make a mad dash, and the Wings would miss again.
Mike Smith in net for the Oilers tonight?
I don't know, dude. Their goaltending situation has been terrible.
Did you see what their goalie said?
Koskinen?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are fucking scoring.
I can't.
Give me some goddamn goal support.
I can't. Hold on. I'm trying to find the Wings to make the playoffs. Why can't I find this fucking
Mike
team?
Smith is confirmed the starter.
Tell you what, Red Wings to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 920.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah, I'm taking that today.
No, it's minus 1800.
Minus 1800.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem with the Wings. The Bruins have already passed them, and the Bruins have five games in hand on them.
Bruins are minus five. I mean, we're in January, dude. There's a lot of season left. At this point. 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, St. Louis Blues were the worst team in the NHL.
You're right.
Bingo.
They won the cup.
Bingo.
So who are we taking a flyer on this year to do that? Last year, fucking Canadians went the cup as a terrible seed. Who is the flyer?
Who is it?
I don't know.
Dallas Stars.
I don't know if there's okay, team bad enough.
That's homework.
It's a Dallas Stars.
What are the Dallas...
Rupper has strong beliefs in Winnipeg to be able to pull something out of their ass about? After they fired their coach.
Okay.
Not, I guess he technically didn't fire him, he resigned.
Yeah.
Dallas Stars are plus 108 to make the playoffs.
Winnipeg has won three in a row. They're starting to put some things together.
All right, so that...
They are 5 points ahead of the Stars.
They're plus 136 to make the playoffs.
Jets are?
Yes.
And they're ahead of the Stars? Stars haven't played in like a month, though.
Stars have four games in hand.
Jesus Christ.
Jets are plus 2,300 to win the West. All right. That's hockey talk for today, since you refused to pick a fucking game.
I picked over six.
You did. You're right. That's on me. NFL news for today. There was some significant news in the NFL today, and one Joseph Burrow said that he is not playing this weekend. Ooh. So now they will be plus six. Here's how this line went this week. Open plus three Bengals, went to minus three Bengals, and now it's plus six Bengals. You dare take the Bengals at plus six?
Not a chance. What's his name? Stinks, dude.
Finley?
Oh.
I watched him play Monday night, I think it was. He played really well.
He's terrible. Ass. Absolute ass.
I just don't know if you should probably stay away from that game.
I feel like that's a reasonable thing to do.
Let me see if that changed the odds for comeback player of the year. It did not. Dak still minus 150. Joe Burrow is plus 120.
Can you be comeback player of the year if you sit out a game?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Dak's playing.
Vrabel's down to plus 250. He is inching closer and closer to that coach of the year.
Wow.
Now it's LaFleur plus 175, Zach Taylor plus 200, Vrabel plus 250.
Damn.
Who I do have a sizable bet on at plus 350.
How's Zach Taylor ahead of Vrabel?
Give me. Because the Bengals were supposed to finish dead last in the division, and they did not.
They're supposed to be dead last?
Yes.
Huh.
Not good. Turns out they won the division.
That's a good football team.
Tell you what. Do we have any other... Let me see if we have any other news. Nothing. Chiefs, Broncos. Cowboys, Eagles. I haven't seen any news.
Minus seven.
stayed. Packers are down
3.5.
Packers are down to 3.5. They were 2.5 yesterday. I don't know if that's because money came in after Aaron said that he was playing. Potentially.
Steelers up to 5.5.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. Bears and Vikings are 3.5. There's news there today. Justin Fields is going to play and Kirk Cousins is going to play.
Oof.
So there's news there. Football team's up to 7. Not sure why that move. Pats are down to 6.5. So if you're waiting for it to go from 7 to 6.5, it's there. And then everything else is pretty much the same.
Good fucking luck.
Good luck.
This weekend?
Yeah. Come on.
It's a tough weekend. It's a
fucking nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
It's a tough weekend.
Is Jimmy in?
Huh?
Is Jimmy in?
I don't know yet. Nick, have you looked at any of the weekly specials yet? That's your new thing.
I have
thing,
not
dude.
Looked yet. No, I like to wait a little bit closer. Especially specials. This weekend, you got to see who's playing.
Tell you what. Cooking. I'm seeing one here. Taysom Hill to throw one touchdown and rush for one touchdown.
Ooh.
It's plus 300 enough.
Ooh.
Who do they play? Who do the Saints play?
The Falcons.
Falcons.
They asked Jimmy G about his injury. He said, it fucking hurts.
Is that real?
Yeah. This quote says, it fucking hurts, .. It hurts.
Cooper Kupp is plus 175 to have 135 yards, which gets him the record.
Breaks the record.
I did like that one. I think McVay's the guy who'll do everything he can to get Kupp that record.
Trying to look here if anything else. No, see, this one has TJ to record 2 sacks and get the record, but it includes Naj to run for 100 as well, and that's plus 600. Ravens have got a pretty good fucking run defense.
Yeah.
Their issue is stopping the pass. So that's why I don't like that one. You guys got a Super Bowl favorite that you like?
Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
No. I was beating the drum loud for the Niners, but if I'm a little worried about them now.
Niners are plus 3,400.
If the King is back.
I know.
The Titans.
You get them at plus 1,200 right now.
I ain't sold on the Titans.
Well, we know. You hate Tannehill.
It's not even about that. I just don't feel like they're, at the end of the day, I don't see them. They've lost to some bad teams this year.
I took 3. I don't know if you want to call them flies or not.
Flies.
Flyers. Rams.
Flies on the wall.
Rams plus 950.
Nah.
Bengals plus 2,000.
Don't hate that.
Colts plus 2,100.
I would take my I'd say Colts and Patriots.
Pats are plus 1,700.
Yeah, because I feel like no matter what, they'll be able to run the ball. They'll find a way.
I feel like no one's talking about the Cowboys right now.
No. Or the Bills. What are the Bills at?
Bills are, they have the fourth best odds, second best in the AFC at plus 750.
I like the Bills. They just need the right matchups to fall in line.
If they play the Colts, what the
It goes Packers, Chiefs, Bucks, Bills.
Bucks are still 3?
I don't know about the Pats. I don't know, like, if they get behind in a game, I don't know if they can come back.
It's going to be...
See, I don't think Josh Allen has played well for a long time.
I feel like, I don't know if this
I know he ran a couple in on Sunday, but what did he throw for?
Well, no. He has, because he didn't play great this week, but the week before was the game he played against the Pats that he...
He played great against Patriots. Okay. The Falcons
the week before
game.
Before that was the game against the Bucks where he played pretty good. Too.
Yeah.
Is everyone out on the Cardinals?
If JJ comes back, I'll be on the cards for sure.
I worry about
James Conner too.
Passing game.
James Conner's been very good.
Yeah, he has.
He's also been at for a couple weeks now.
Is that national championship game moved at all?
Still 3. Bam, money line.
We have.
I mean, that is.
Yep.
We have Johnny Sheeran coming on tomorrow. I'm interested to see what.
Well, they must be taking something on Georgia.
And see what kind of props they're going to have out.
He's trying to rope people in.
I don't know. I honestly don't know, because I assume, I can't look at it right now because I don't have my computer. I assume there is a fuck ton of Bama money coming in.
I saw a stat this morning.
But they're not moving off of 3.
So. Bama as a dog.
Pretty good.
2008 against Clemson, plus 4.5, won by 24.
Uh-huh.
2008 at Georgia, plus 6.5, won by 11.
Uh-huh.
2009, plus 5 versus Florida, won by 19.
Uh-huh.
2015, Georgia plus one, won by 28. And then this year, plus six, won by 17. They lost to Florida in 2008 by 11 as a 12-point dog.
There was
3-0 against Georgia as a dog.
Okay. There was also a stat I saw yesterday on SportsCenter, five times in the history it's happened where a two top five teams have played each other twice in a season. Each time the team that lost in the first one won in the second one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of angles there. We'll get to that later in the week, Monday.
I mean, Saban against Kirby Smart.
Let's not say Kirby's the worst.
I mean,
what?
I'm with Gump. You have to bet on Bama.
You heard Shane Beamer.
Love
Kirby's a great coach.
Didn't he say great guy?
Great coach.
Oh, I thought he just said great guy.
Great coach.
I think he messaged me after he meant to say just great guy.
All right, so NHL, NFL, NCAA football. To be honest, now I'm going to be completely honest here because I always
am. Are you actually, or is this going to be like the fucking coin where you didn't apologize?
Basically just fucking spit in its mouth.
I mean, we got a long road to fucking fitness here, Tony. We're all in this together. We're all, you know.
Trust me, no one is more upset than me. Okay?
About the road to fitness.
I came in here today. I was fucking super pumped. I was like, all right, let's handicap some NBA and college basketball games. And then I forgot my computer.
You got stuck fucking looking at yourself with those boots on in the mirror for 45 minutes, forgot everything else.
Leave the boots out of this, okay?
You think a cowboy fucking saddles up without his six shooter? You think he leaves the fucking ranch without his trusty rope?
Here's the thing, Nick. I sleep with my six shooter on, okay? And I use the rope as my belt, so I would never forget those two things. Backpack, though, with my computer in it.
That new backpack, too.
Yeah.
What happened to Mickey Mouse one?
Don't worry about it, okay? I feel like I'm being attacked here.
No, I like that one. I was wondering why you got a new one.
So, NBA tonight.
You got a bet?
Don't.
I know who does, though.
Yeah.
Foxy does?
I mean, I'm staring at one right now.
Let me see.
I just have to... Someone make sure that the Warriors and Mavericks are
that fucking right. Okay. This fucking sweater he's got on too. There's no chance he loses tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
He it's looks a good sweater. Sharp. I know he so does.
Much. All right,
it's good.
Are you taking the Warriors?
Warriors, Mavericks. Make sure that's on primetime TV. I will not take it if it's not on primetime TV.
Please. Well, I can't check. I thought, is Clay coming back Sunday? I feel like Clay's coming back this week.
What's today? Today's the
5th. Today's Wednesday.
I thought the 7th was what they said, but that might have been Kyrie.
Kyrie's coming back tonight.
Oh, wow. So that's got to be on primetime TV.
It's against the Pacers. I'm trying to see if I can find the schedule for you, Foxy. The primetime games are 7:30 on ESPN, Golden State and Dallas.
Let's go.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. And Utah and Denver Utah. Is tonight.
Utah.
Man.
Brooklyn opened 4.5, is now 8.5. I wonder if that's because of the Kyrie's playing thing.
That's here, huh?
Yeah.
Are you gone?
I'm not.
Are you gone?
Are you gone?
No, I got hockey talk.
Oh, yeah.
I'll excuse you.
What the fuck are you doing?
I can't believe Tony's not gone.
What's this about?
I'm going to see Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Who? Oh, you and Bill are going, aren't you?
My basketball source says it's prime time and Clay is still in the air.
You and Bill are going to
Clay Friday? Might play, though.
Clay's not playing tonight.
Yeah, either way, I'm taking Warriors -5. Also, I love the super boost that is Steph Curry and Luka Doncic to each score 25 points at plus 220.
Yeah. See, I love that you're here, dude.
Hell yeah.
That's a great pick.
Yep.
Is there a boost tonight?
That was the boost.
Is there any other boost tonight?
Alabama and Villanova both to win. Ah, who cares?
But you've been drinking?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude.
Holy shit.
My brain is a fucking potato, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
How are we supposed to take anything you say seriously?
He's flying by the seat of his pants.
All I can say is, tomorrow I'm going to be better.
Let's fucking hope so. Jeez.
He's allergic to working out.
That's what it is, probably. You're right.
1,000%.
Queen ride in your head all day. You're just hearing Queen all day. Can't hear anything else.
Yeah, fucking was, dude. All right, so Foxy, you're on the boost, and you're going to take the Warriors as well.
Yeah, Warriors minus five.
You know what? I will make an NBA pick tonight.
Ooh.
I think KD's back, too, from COVID. I don't know, because I don't have my fucking computer to check. Oh, so Brooklyn went from 4.5 to 8.5. That's a lot. You know what? I don't give a fuck. Give me. No, I'm not going to be a fucking. Taking Brooklyn -8.5 tonight is the most Joe thing that I could possibly do.
Why are the Lakers trying to trade DeAndre Jordan?
Probably because he stinks.
Jeez.
Oh, I want to add to my pick. This one actually is better, but it's not primetime, so it can't be my mortal lock, but this is my second
pick. I hope you better not take my pick right now if it has anything to do with the Pistons.
Yeah, so...
Luka Garza over?
No, the Pistons actually just beat the Bucks. I don't know how it happened, but it did. And so the Bucks now tonight are -3 against the Raptors at home.
Okay.
I mean, the Bucks aren't going to lose 2 in a row.
Okay. Let me make my NBA pick here tonight. Okay? Let me make sure I find out what the total is. Player points. Why is Luka Garza not on this?
He doesn't fucking play. He's played 5 minutes all year.
Ty, can you hear me?
Ty! He had 20-14 like 2 nights ago.
There's no
Garza?
Way.
Yeah, against the Bucks when they won.
Why is Garza not on this list?
And then the last game they played, he had like 4 points.
20-14?
Swear.
Ty, why is Garza not?
Where is he?
Not on.
Me and Foxy have talked about this, and I said this the other day. If Garza doesn't get to play in the fucking rookies versus sophomore game All-Star weekend, yeah, I'm gonna fucking kill somebody.
Yeah, I agree.
He got flat backed in like his first game, and then everyone, you know, wants first to say the guy's garbage. Hey, he gets minutes. What does he do, Foxy? Guy just eats double doubles, eats Windex, boom, hits threes. Boom. I mean, what's going on? He should be starting. I said 42 minutes tonight. Give him 42 minutes. See what he can do for you.
I agree, 100%. 20-14 the other night.
Here's what happens when you give this guy minutes. Okay, against the Spurs the day after Christmas, 20 minutes, 20.6 boards, dude.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Okay, so you know he earned some playing time,
and you know Pop game plan specifically for him.
Yes.
So he got the next night against the Knicks. He had 40 minutes and four, but that'll happen. And then the night after that, though, what is that? A bounce?
How
back?
Many charges did he take that night?
Seven.
Though?
He at least had 9 boards that night. And the next night, he gets 40 minutes again. Hey, maybe Luke had a bad night. We'll give him another night again. 40 minutes, 20 points, 14 rebounds.
How
dude.
You doing?
I don't know. That sounds like winning basketball.
And
then
the game after
me.
That, he gets 12 minutes?
Makes no sense. Makes no sense. We need to be creating shots for this guy. Foxy knows. We've talked about it. Like, Cade Cunningham's good, but like, we need to get Garza involved.
Garza is going to be the focal point of this team.
Yeah, if they want to win. Bingo. If they want to win going forward.
Bingo. Okay.
If Garza shows up on the stat sheet for over points, give me the over.
Yeah, take the over.
Okay.
Good bet.
Hands down.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm serious about that fucking All-Star weekend thing.
I know.
See, not in
is it not
town.
USA versus World? Is it still sophomores and rookies?
I haven't watched it in a couple years, but if it's still rookies versus sophomores, he better be on the rookie team.
Okay. Thank you, Ty.
Thank you, Ty.
You got a college ball tonight?
Yes, sir.
What are we looking at?
We got
this. Is it a large slate? You know, I wanted to bet college tonight so bad, too.
I forgot to look at that. Michigan State plays, don't they?
Yeah, they're heavy, heavy favorite.
They've been hot. They're due for one.
Felt like a lot of points. Cleveland State at home against IPFW. Cleveland State, 22-10-1 their last 33 games.
You're going against Indiana Purdue of Fort Worth?
Yeah. They stink.
Time out. Hey.
Don't say what it is. But.
Okay, because I was about to.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
I mean, that's
Cool.
Some prime grade A beef right there.
Yeah, it's going to be gone by the time you guys get out.
Oh, my God. That's seasoning.
Hey, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Pat, my pick of the night is that the Pittsburgh Penguins fucking stink.
Oh, my God.
Well, this motherfucker. You're a piece of shit, dude. Yeah, you're getting muted.
Hey, dude, have you ever thought about maybe not saying fucking dumb things? This guy, biting the hand that feeds him, literally. Right.
There's some things I want to call it.
Jesus,
not
that
appropriate
meat.
To say no.
What is that? So
just, is that Wagyu?
Stuff meat in my mouth. St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues fucking stink, bro.
I'm muted right now. I can't even speak.
I can hear you. I don't know if the
Nick didn't even take him as his pick though. That's how I know this team stinks.
The backup goalie's in.
Big
he's
dicks.
Next Tommy Barasha.
Thank you for the Wagyu.
Thank you.
That's fucking delicious.
That was very good. That was good. I haven't had a slice of meat in quite some time.
You think that was going to help my brain perform? Now I'm fucking stuck in steak land. What were we talking about?
Cleveland State, okay. -9.5
against
IPFW. Alabama getting 2 at Florida. Crimson Tide covered in 10 of their last 14 as an underdog.
I thought Bama was good.
What's that?
I thought Bama was good.
So was Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big matchup. Okay. Probably the biggest matchup of the night. Western Carolina money line versus Citadel.
Are you kidding me?
Here we go again. When you go against these military institutions,
are you kidding me with that pronunciation? The disrespect.
I mean, sorry for Citadel. Making picks on a fucking betting show. Jesus Christ.
You can make the picks, but get the goddamn name right.
I'll say it how I say it. Fucking Deckel too, you son of a bitch.
This show.
Eastern Carolina +1.5 versus Tulane. Yeah. Lost integrity when you went against the fucking Bolts last night, that shitty ass Blue Jackets team. That's when it lost its integrity.
Wow. You got this guy spitting on the coin. You're going against every military institution.
Fucking told you go against
United
the Stanley
States of America
Cup champs.
Because you're a foreign national
Stanley Cup champs. You
Order!
Fucking bum. You got boat raced.
I will hold you in contempt.
Wofford.
I hold myself in contempt.
Exactly.
Eastern Carolina +1.5 versus Tulane. Underdog in this matchup's covered 17 of the last 23.
Okay.
I don't like what I'm about to do here.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Wofford.
Yeah.
+1 at home.
Okay.
Versus Chattanooga.
Ooh, you've been on Chattanooga a bunch this year.
I love the Nukes. I do, but this feels like one.
Okay.
Furman moneyline versus UNC Greensboro.
You've been going against the Greensboros a lot this year.
Yeah, I don't love them. Okay. NCANT moneyline versus Presbyterian.
Yep.
Syracuse +2 at Miami. Hurricanes have covered 3 of 15 as a favorite, 3 of 12 as a home favorite.
Don't
Milwaukee
go.
Wait. Plus, what?
Just tell the people you if the Boeheims are dogs.
Yeah.
Take them.
What are we talking about?
Buddy and Billy.
And Jeff.
Jeff.
Carl. Milwaukee +2.5 at Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
Road team in this matchup's covered 4 straight. Panthers have covered an 8 of 11 road games.
Big rivalry.
Missouri State money line at Bradley. The Bears.
Yeah.
21-8-3 their last 32 road games.
Pretty good.
And the last one,
huh?
Taking UNC money line at Notre Dame.
The Tar Heels?
Yeah.
How are the Tar Heels this year?
Not bad. Notre Dame 2-9 against the spread this year.
Ooh.
You went against Notre Dame last week.
Did I?
With the Pitt Panthers.
I bet on the Pitt Panthers.
Or no, you took Notre Dame against the Panthers, my bad.
Yeah, and then I texted you and said, Notre Dame really stinks. So UNC should be able to beat them.
Okay. Yep. Foxy, do you have...
Yeah, so actually, I just looked at this thing, because Gumpy said the Michigan State spread is pretty outrageous, which it is. -15 is a lot of points against Nebraska at Michigan State. So, to be honest, this isn't a bullshit gimmick bet here. Okay. This one is real. I actually feel like I kind of know a little bit about how Michigan State operates, though I have barely watched them my whole life. This is the trend. Yep. All right. They are 15-point
favorites.
First half, you can get Nebraska +8.5. First half, they're going to come out sluggish. Michigan State is. And Nebraska will cover that 8.5. Plus. And then Michigan State, second half, will win this game 1,000%. That is what Michigan State basketball does.
Bet of the night. Michigan State, sorry, Nebraska plus 8.5 first half.
First half. Not the Warriors minus 5. I like the super boost still. I will be taking that bet of the night, Nebraska plus 8.5 first half.
I like, you know what, the thought, the training thought, no, thought of train.
Train of thought.
Train of thought.
That's the thing, right? Guy.
That's it.
We're spot on.
Holy thank shit, you. Dude.
I got to do something. They take like one a day.
Yeah, I don't think that's safe in Nepal. Maybe go see a doctor.
Brain breaks. Yeah, fucking,
get a fucking CAT scan on your skull, dude.
My Apple Watch always tells me, hey, take a break. You know, to yourself.
I tried wearing one of those fucking whoop things. I don't need something telling me I need more rest. I know. You know, you don't got to tell me I'm at 20% recovery. I fucking know. Leave me alone.
Listen, I'm up till fucking 3 a.m. watching all of the UCs. Yeah. Okay? Just watch UC Santa Barbara play UC Cal Poly.
I don't need some app telling me in the morning I'm not recovered. I fucking know. Leave me alone. I wore that thing for 2 weeks.
Good for you. We got footy tomorrow?
Yeah. Serie A, big day. I got a lot of money lines here, but I feel like there's some good teams going. So let's dive into it. Sampdoria, money line at home versus Cagliari.
That's Italian.
Cagliari.
Cagliari.
There you go. They haven't won in 11 games.
Cagliari?
Yeah. Give me Sampdoria money line.
Okay.
Lazio money line versus Empoli. Lazio's 1-2 straight, one loss in all. One loss. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
You're fucking wearing off here on me go. Listening to you all fucking day. One loss in 6 in all competitions. Bit of a flyer here. Napoli double chance at Juventus. Juventus on a bit of a roll. Napoli ahead in the standings. I feel like Napoli could get a draw here. I don't love going against Juve at home, though. AC Milan, money line versus Roma. Roma's playing better, but you get AC Milan at plus money at home. What are we talking about? It's a must take.
In the Coliseum.
Yeah. Verona, draw no bet at Spezia. Verona, 1-5 in Serie A. Sassuolo! Moneyline versus Genoa.
You've been on Sassuolo a couple of times recently.
I like Sassuolo. They haven't been as good as they were last year. They lost some players. Genoa has one win all year.
Yikes. It's good salami, though.
The best.
Not getting an argument from me on that one, Tony. And then the last one, Fiorentina, moneyline versus Udinese.
Okay.
Fiorentina haven't lost in 6. They're having a very good year. Yeah. So that's Fiorentina money line, Sassuolo money line, Verona draw no bet, AC Milan money line, Napoli double chance, Lazio money line, and Sampdoria money line.
Okay. I feel like I should make an apology. No, a statement. I'm going to be better tomorrow.
Let's fucking hope.
I'm going to have a computer.
I'll fucking message you in the morning to put your work boots on.
Thank you.
Not those fancy fucking snakeskin, dude. Put your steel toes on, dog. You son of a bitch.
Gump, those look good.
They're not snakeskin.
What are they?
Fucking crocodile. Caiman crocodiles.
Those look like armadillos to me.
You wouldn't fucking know an armadillo if it rolled up your ass, dude. I'll be better tomorrow.
All right.
NBA,
just give up the charade of you betting on the NBA.
I'm going to put my hand on my Bible, okay? Put my hand on the Bible.
Where's the Big Ben book, dude?
He hasn't come out with one yet. I will have multiple basketball picks tomorrow.
NBA?
So help me God.
Basketball. College or NBA? Yeah,
exactly.
Basketball.
Exactly.
I don't. I mean, I got no problem not betting. The NBA stinks. I'd never bet it.
Who knows? You know, Foxy, who fuck knows?
No one knows. Amen, though.
Amen.
You just said.
I want to thank the bull season for another good bull season. Thank you, bull season.
Thank you, bull season.
Except for those. Oh, no, they covered.
Who?
I was going to talk shit on Michigan State.
They covered. That was a hell of a game.
They covered.
Incredible game.
They won, and Michigan lost. I had a great bowl season.
That was a good bowl season.
Yeah.
I'm
sure Michigan will be back soon.
Good luck to you and your family tonight on your picks.
Good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and your family, Nick, on your picks.
Good luck to you and your
good family. Good luck to you and your alma mater, Nebraska, on your picks tonight, Foxy.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Bill. Is Bill back there?
No.
No.
Who's going to stop the show?
Oh, he just ran in. Bill.
Bill, are you back there?
What's up, Al?
Are you back there?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I just need you to end the show.
Oh, we're ending the show right now?
Yeah. Good luck.
God bless.
What did you say, Bill?
So you need me to end it?
Yeah.
Whenever you're done with this?
Yeah, well, after I'll say good luck.
So just
end the show, Bill.
Just to be clear, Bill, just end it whenever you're done with this.
Bill, I'll say good luck. Gumby will say God bless, and then I'll say hammer down. Yeah. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.